The early 1900s saw major advances in transport technology. Mankind welcomed these advances, which made life so much easier, and quickly adapted to them. Less than a century later, jets, high-speed trains, and smart cars have all become part of our lives. Journeys which used to take days are now but a matter of hours. The advances in technology are not limited to modern means of transport. Technological possibilities in many fields, especially in health, information, and communications, have assumed giant dimensions. The technology which surrounds all aspects of our lives has made them easier and faster, and has therefore brought with it comfort and time savings. It is hard to say what else will change in our lives in another century. For the moment being, we can only imagine what those years will be like. In many people's view, the modern buildings they live in, the cars they drive, computers, televisions, and all the other countless products of technology are entirely man-made. The fact is, however, that if they think a little deeper and engage in a conscious examination, they will see that there is a very important truth behind these advances. Technology is also an example of God's blessings to mankind, and thanks must be given to Him for all these things. Let us now embark on that examination together and see why it is that technology is a blessing for which we must give thanks to God. One substance we use together with technology occupies a particularly important place in our lives, and what is more, it is an incomparable substance. Glass. From the time it was first discovered to the present day, the varieties of glass have constantly increased, and as its range of uses has broadened, it has become an indispensable consumer commodity. This important substance is used in the construction, automotive, drinks, food, pharmaceutical, electrical, electronic, and a great many other sectors. Glass occupies a state between solid and liquid. Silicon, in other words, sand atoms, combine in an irregular manner with calcium, potassium, magnesium, and sodium atoms. Glass emerges as a result of this irregularity. The reason why glass is so widely used is its superior properties. It does not rust. It is waterproof and transparent. Glass is highly resistant to the effects of substances in liquid, solid, or gas form which come into contact with it. This is known as chemical resistance. Furthermore, the chemical resistance of glass is an adjustable property. The height of the alkali level in glass lowers that resistance, and boron oxide, aluminum oxide, zinc oxide, and zirconium oxide raise it. Thanks to this property, a great many corrosive and destructive chemicals can be stored in glass containers. The mechanical properties of glass are also miraculous. A number of special methods can be employed to raise its resistance to very high levels. Toughened glass is remarkably resistant. Not even kicks or blows from a hammer can break it. In addition, glass can be made stronger still by adding another chemical between two layers of glass. The interesting thing is that this method was discovered right at the beginning of the automobile age. The discovery of reliable glass took place just when it was most needed, in the age of the motorized vehicle. In 1903, the French chemist Edouard Benedictus formed triple-layer glass by placing cellulose nitrate between two layers of glass. His discovery began to be employed in car windscreens in the 1920s and to be seriously reproduced in the automotive industry. Glass has yet another important property, one which makes it so important in our lives. Its raw materials are plentiful and easy to find. Had God so wished, those raw materials could have been as rare as gold or diamonds. In that event, we would have been unable to make as much use of it as we do. Just like iron and fire, glass has also been created for human beings and placed at their disposal. The products of technology occupy a wide place in our lives today, make our work easier and widen our habitats. We can now accomplish a great deal more work in a great deal less time. We can travel great distances in a short space of time. Present-day technology is, of course, a product of the levels which human intelligence and ability have reached. However, there is one fact which must never be forgotten. It is God, the Lord of all the worlds, who gives mankind these materials, essential to the production of technology, and most important of all, the intelligence and ability to make use of them. Every person aware of this truth must know that all the products of technology are, in fact, blessings from God. Most important of all, he must give thanks by using them in such a way as to earn God's good pleasure. In the verses of the Quran, God reveals that the earth and the whole universe have been specially created for mankind. It is God who has made the sea subservient to you, so that the ships sail on it at His command, enabling you to seek His bounty, so that hopefully you will be thankful. And He has made everything in the heavens and everything on the earth subservient to you. It is all from Him. There are certainly signs in that for people who reflect.